President?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure how to report succinctly. I'd say I'm about halfway through my mission. We met at great length last night. We went to dinner, we went out, we had a lot of scotch, red brandy, and finally I learned what his real problem is. I think basically his wife has considerable concern about coming down to Texas. I think she wants to go to New York where her folks live. And he kind of wants to come. We talked, he worried around about different things. About midnight, I came up with the idea that he what would he think about doing it this way? When the term is over, go with Gulf and Western, theoretically, go on leave from them for a year, 18 months, 2 years, and come down here and go to work. And that would give him the, and his wife would know that they are going to go back to New York if they don't decide to stay down here. And it would give him the security of knowing that he had a place to go to when he got ready to go, if he did. This kind of calmed me down a lot. He got a lot less nervous. He didn't think that was a pretty fair idea. He talked another hour or so, and he decided to go home and sleep on it. This morning, we got together again, and he got to like the idea more and more, and talked about it. He liked the houses he saw here. He said if he could work this out with his wife, they would buy a house. Marinell Garrison showed him nice houses. He liked them all. He liked Austin. He had a good time last night. He's convinced that this will be a good place to live. He won't discriminate against him. Schools are good. Everything else. He said he would go home tonight and talk to Bunny, his wife, and see how he came out with her and was called the first thing in the morning to let me know how he did. Now, the reason he's calling me, I should explain that, is that I volunteered this. I said, now, I know this isn't any of my business, and I might get in trouble for doing it. But, I said, I know you don't want to be bargaining with the president about how you're coming or how you're not coming. I said, therefore, and again, I said, it's none of my business, I would take it on myself and try to get word to the president that under these circumstances or this manner is the way you would like to come. Hopefully that the president would accept that. And keep you from going in and saying, Mr. President, I can't come this way, but I can come this way, or something like that. He was just so delighted to get off of that one. And so he's supposed to call me in the morning, and then if he says yes, I'm supposed to call you. And I'm also supposed to try to help him with Bluthorn, to get Bluthorn to be agreeable to this. Well, that's no problem, because I talked to wife on Sunday, and they said they're agreeable to anything, just anything, period. So I've it's in the hands of he and his wife. He's going to be there at 6 o'clock. He's out with Marinell Garrison now. He's going to fly back to Washington. He's here at 6.
What period of time do you think he's going to use? 2 years or 1 year?
18 months.
18 months.
I think that's his base period.
Well, that'd give us time to get the library open. I hope it's open January 7th.
Well, I think that's what time is.
Well, I think you've done a lot. She doesn't undo it.
I tell you, I went from nothing to something. I think
sure did. Sure did.